Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Well, here we are once again, sweeping the country, my good friend, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. We're in my favorite month. I love October.
I do, too. Yeah, I do,
because, my birthday's this month. Not mm-hmm. that that has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, happy
but
birthday.
In a lot of places where I've lived, this is the fair. I don't know that I'll make it to the fair this year, but I love state fairs.
Yeah.
This baseball, it's the only time I really watch it.
Yeah,
it's the World Series playoff time.
When
every game means something.
Mm-hmm.
Football, college football is in the meat of the schedule now.
Yeah.
And not all these pansy games. I love that. Pro football, I'm not watching as much because I'm just kind of put up. I like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boy, they're good.
They are good. I have some people that love Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I'm totally mad at the NFL doing this bad bunny rabbit thing for halftime.
Yeah, I saw that.
Terrible.
I couldn't tell you one song Bad Bunny sings.
No one can. In fact, he doesn't even have a song in English.
Really?
Not one song does he have in English.
Fascinating.
So this is the NFL screwing over the fans. They don't care. They've gotten so big, they don't care about the fans.
Well, you know, you brought something up. You said he didn't have a song in English or whatever. And then I started looking at the schedule. Have you seen the schedule this year? They are going and have gone international.
A lot of international.
Oh,
yes.
Man, it's like every week there's a game some other country. And it's all over the world. They are trying to go worldwide.
Trying to go worldwide, and maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't. But
yeah.
They have no problem trying to get local cities to build stadiums for themselves.
That's true.
You know, and live off the public dole and the kindness of the anti and monopoly rules and a bunch of other stuff. So
yeah.
I'm just not that big an NFL fan. It's got so many good – the weather gets a little cooler in October, but it's not cold. It generally is not raining a lot in October. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just enjoy – the leaves turning and all that kind of stuff in October.
I agree.
Now, one thing that's going on, and since we've talked, is it's getting worse and worse and worse. People with Trump derangement syndrome.
Explain to me what that is exactly.
Whatever Trump says, it must be bad.
Oh, I see.
So if he says it, or Kennedy says it, or any of their people say it, you've got to feel 180. It can't be right.
You're against it, 100%.
So you're against it,
okay.
Whether it's a cure for cancer or anything else.
Okay.
You're against it because it came from Trump.
Thank you.
And that's Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
now,
I didn't know that.
Understand how you can get that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when he's talking to these generals and admirals the other day,
yeah,
and he's doing this and he drops into about Joe Biden. Enough of Joe Biden already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of hearing about Joe Biden.
Yeah,
that is old news.
I agree.
And he was expecting the generals to get up and cheer because we got rid of Joe Biden? I mean, I'm just tired of hearing about that.
And
he does a lot of great stuff, and I love his energy, but I wish he was just more focused and had some decorum. That's all. I just want a little decorum.
That's a good word right there to use because I think everybody feels that way. Now, last term, he lost it on social media, and that was one of the things where I thought, doggone it, please, don't touch that anymore, right? That was the last time he was in. This time, he seems a little more mellow with that. But
he still puts things on
social.
Yeah,
I agree
on that Truth Social that I'm not a member of, but he still puts things on there that he shouldn't probably put on there before he does certain things. Again, it's like decorum.
Yeah.
And people that... I don't know. It's just.
But
it's
where
just,
is decorum anywhere anymore? It's like it's almost.
Well, no, and it's like Hex has told, and I totally agree with this. And it's not going to be popular, and I'm sure it wasn't popular today.
Yeah.
Making soldiers that have beards shave them. Said we don't need more beardos.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to have standards for the military
mm-hmm.
in the look and the hair and the facial hair and all that stuff. And the younger people do not understand that at all.
You're
they
right.
They do not understand military. They don't. A lot of them don't like the military. They're
mm-hmm.
negative toward the military. The Democrats are trying to turn people against the military and government this movie that came out with Leo DiCaprio, one battle after another.
Yeah.
It's an anti-ICE movie. It kind of portrays, you know, it's against immigration capture, you know, and it does look bad a lot of times, but we've got to figure out in this country, what are we going to do? I mean, that's probably, I hate that we're having to go that route, but we shouldn't have let them in the first place like that with open borders. So now you're having to deal with it in the other extreme, you know, which is not nice either. And it's just crazy, all the stuff and the government shutdowns and people. One thing that's going to hurt the Republicans for it's over with.
Yeah.
And this is what happened last time, is Trump fatigue. You're so exhausted.
Yeah.
After a news day of watching him with government this and this and this and this, and he's doing about 20 things a day that would be a lead story on any newscast any other time. But one thing that nets, and some of it's great and some of it's maybe not, but you have fatigue when that's over with.
Yeah.
And I think someone who is just a calming force, and maybe even a Democrat, can probably woo the American people. Just, can you please elect me so we can calm things down?
I would agree with that. I watched a little bit of the coverage of the forces going in for the feds into Portland. I don't know if you've watched any of that.
Imagine. I haven't, but I know you've I'm pretty gone. Much yes. familiar with it.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a year. I mean, and finally the Fed showed up. And, you know, I mean, there's a whole, when you talk about decorum and protests and stuff like that, I think protesting is fine. I think as long as it's not affecting other people as far as them getting to their destination, like blocking the freeway or something like that, I think it's fine. It's, you can get your message out, protest what you want, do it peacefully. It's all good. But these people that live in these apartments in Portland, up above where they're protesting, they've been protesting there for like a year, banging on a drum every night. And these people buy or rent, I don't know, these condos right there, they can't even sleep. One of the guys said, I'm so glad that the federal government is here because...
Yeah, I mean, it's outrageous. All these murders, all that beating on the drum stuff.
Yeah.
People standing in front of cars.
And, yeah, right.
You know,
right,
where there is government vehicles. You just can't do that. You certainly can't do it in any other country in the world, and you can't do it in our country either.
I don't even know what they expect to gain from that. I mean,
just some of it they don't know what they're doing. They're just getting paid to be there in some cases.
Yeah, okay, fair. Yeah.
Or they're do-gooders and somebody sold them on a bill of goods.
It could be, yeah.
You know, it's not pretty what they're doing. It's not pretty at all.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that are there, they don't belong here. They're not supposed to be here.
I don't know. You know, I haven't figured it out.
If someone's coming to your house, they're not supposed to be in your house. You kick them out.
Right, right.
You ask them to leave, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't leave, you have to kick them out.
Remove them. Yes, right. Yes. Right.
So it's not pretty sometimes. War is not pretty. Arrests are not pretty.
Right.
But you got to have laws. You got to have order. And, yes, you got to have decorum.
Mm-hmm.
And how dangerous. And it was so stupid having all those admirals and generals there. Now, it's like Pearl Harbor. You don't line up all your battleships. And so somebody, think about, we were so vulnerable yesterday when this happened, with every one of our admirals, generals, and flag officers in one place in an announced meeting.
I don't understand.
If anybody was ever going to bomb us or do anything, that was the day.
It seems like that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at even Air Force One with our government, they don't put the vice president on the same flight. They don't put the right. I mean, no. They separate that apart. They've got, you know, what was that show on TV with Kiefer Sutherland?
24.
Even, yeah. I mean, it showed you how all that worked, you know, and I didn't know before that. They have, you know, special protocol to make sure not the same cabinet members are on the same flight or whatever.
Oh, that was another Kiefer Sutherland show. That was Designated Survivor.
Designated Survivor. Yeah.
I thought you were about 24. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did it the other day at Charlie Kirk's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, Air Force One was clearly visible taking off.
Yeah.
And if someone had some kind of bad thing, they could have done it.
Yeah.
And then Air Force Two came off right after them.
Yeah.
You had all those people there in one place. Now, I know they had tremendous security, but it's just, you don't want to do that very much.
It seems like it's risky.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, the fact that they don't want fat admirals and fat generals, they're even going to make the generals do PT ever so often.
Well, I mean,
and that's fine. That's getting military up to standards and not have a woke military. I mean, I think people that know anything about the subject would say, okay, that's a good idea. But you hear the Democratic side say they want to make it where it's an all-male military. Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
But they do want one standard for all.
And I think,
that way with the fire department, I've always had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. If a woman or a man can't lift up the ladder, you can't be a fireman.
Well, and Jimmy, I mean, going to the overweight side, I'm overweight, so I'm not offended by it. I know I need to get in shape. If you made me chase a criminal right now down the street, I'd get about 100 yards, and that would be it for me. So, yeah, I think the people that are in charge of protecting—
If you're going to do things like that, you've got to be have a standard. And we have lowered those standards to be able to put, you know, the Ark in Noah's Ark, one of this, one of that, one of this, one of that.
Right.
Instead of just getting the best people or the people who are qualified— to do things.
That's it right there.
You know, qualifying. It's just, we took a train ride.
Yeah, I want to know about this.
We wanted to take a train ride. Yeah, you know, Amtrak. Yeah. I'd taken Amtrak in the Northeast in the 70s. I took the trains as a child.
Was it glamorous then?
Well, it was something. I mean, I don't know. I look at it from different perspectives.
Yeah, for sure.
I know it was pretty cool to me as a kid doing it. It was... when I was a young 20-something and do it, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Europe and did it, it was good. It wasn't everything I thought it was going to be on the train between Paris and Rome.
Yeah.
Had no desire to take a shower in the facilities that in the room that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it was going to be a bunk bed. So, trains are tight.
Yeah, sure. They're narrow.
Even for people... that have paid first class in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's still tight. And the problem with this it's a lot of pressure. The train stations are not in the downtown area. They're in peripheral areas, so you're leaving your car in a no man's zone.
Yeah.
You're arriving in a place that may or may not have a taxi or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, they're doing the best they can with the new world. Because in the old days, the train would come to the middle of town.
Yeah, sure. Is it comfortable?
The equipment is tired.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't pay for coach. That would have been cheaper, but it was very crowded.
Ooh.
It's two and two, but it looked like a Greyhound bus.
Oh, really?
I mean, it just felt and looked like a Greyhound bus.
Now when you say coach, what was your classification?
We were in a first class situation that's what's called a roomette or something like that, where it's a room. It's like being in a big closet with a sofa in it, and you've got a big window there, and the air conditioner kind of works pretty good. And if you keep the door open, it's reasonable.
Do you have
using the bathroom is always the challenge, because there was a toilet in the room, but it was right there in front of where you're sitting. And so you'd have to, it was never going to happen.
Right.
And so we would go to the end, you know, two cars away to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, we upgraded to a bigger room,
mm-hmm.
and it had a facility I guess it had a shower in there too, but it was the sink and a toilet, and it was the size of a bathroom on, say, a 737.
Oh, okay.
Had the suction toilet, you know.
Yeah.
Would never take a shower in there because you'd have to stand. It's just
too tight.
And
yeah.
And it was so small. You're getting banged around, and my knees are hitting the door, and ended up going back to the two cars away to go to the bathroom.
So that didn't work. Yeah.
On some places, from this particular train, it was all daylight, and it was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Savannah, Georgia, to Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Nice.
There's nothing to see.
It's not nice.
It's no scenery.
Occasionally you
cross a stream or something, but generally it's just green grass and trees. Like scrub trees.
Gotcha.
It's not like you're looking at over the Grand Canyon or you've got some great scenic view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that the California Zephyr, when it gets into Colorado and goes through there and Utah and Nevada and Northern California, it is beautiful scenery.
Spectacular, yeah. I hear.
And same way when it goes through the California route that goes from, I think, San Juan Capistrano to Seattle. Mm-hmm. There's many places on there that are scenic. This particular train just, it's the New York to Miami train. It's just not particularly.
So you see no coastal, nothing like that?
No, you never see the coast.
You're inland, huh?
You're in, not way, but you're inland.
Far enough.
You don't build a train track right there on the coast in the Northeast anyway.
Yeah.
And in the,
no lakes,
I mean,
no rivers,
it's just there.
Nothing
I mean,
like
you're
that?
There for, it was okay. Then we paid, this particular train we picked because it had a dining car.
Yeah, nice.
Some of them, like the one from New Orleans to New York, the Crescent, mm-hmm. it just has a cafe car.
Oh, so
and yeah. that where you can go in there and get a prepackaged hot dog or mm-hmm. prepackaged something, you know, that yeah. they've got prepackaged foods. So you don't starve to death. This one had dining car, so they had a cooked breakfast, sausage and eggs and all that stuff, and
that's
it was pretty
nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's
pretty
nice.
Good. And then the lunch was pretty good, and then we were waiting for the dinner,
mm-hmm.
and so they never came. And we went and looked for it, and they said, well, we smelled an electrical something during the lunch,
mm-hmm.
and the air conditioner had burned up in the dining car. So they were not able to do dinner.
Wow, okay.
So instead of that, they called us up there. They had called ahead, I guess, and got a DoorDash to meet the train at some stop and had a Popeye's chicken.
Well, that ain't bad.
Which it wasn't. I don't eat chicken legs and chicken backs. I eat a chicken breast every once in a while, but that's it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a good dinner. When we got off the train, we got
that's
that.
That's wild.
So they can't help it. I mean, the equipment is beat up and it needs to be new. And so they were victim. You know, it's just...
But you say it was full. I mean, so they should be able to sustain, build, you know, better product if they're filling up the train.
No, I think it's so expensive to run those.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Trains.
That it's not worth
it. You know, even if you got a lot of people on there, I think it's still, you got a lot of employees.
Yeah.
The train itself is very expensive. To upkeep it and keep the rails going and doing all that's very labor. I think it's very expensive to keep it. And it goes into a hole. But I love the train and I love the idea of it. But it's slow. I mean, it burns your whole day.
Do they piggyback with freight on that train, or is it just passengers?
Sometimes they do. In this particular route, it seemed like it was all mostly passenger. We didn't have to stop for any freight or any of that. So mm-hmm. it was interesting. We didn't sleep on it, and I don't know if I'd want to, but I might. I don't know.
Would you do it again?
I don't want to take a bath on it. I'm sure of that.
The water sloshing around. I was just curious how comfortable it was. And
to sit down and look out the window, it was comfortable.
It was fine. Yeah.
Okay. But after about 7 or 8 hours on that train, I was ready to get off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was tired of it at that point. But I enjoyed the – I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I would do that route again. It just burned up a lot of my time. Of the 5 and 6 days I had off, 2 days were spent on a train.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to do. I mean, you're just sitting there.
Yeah,
that was okay for me, too, because I needed to be bored a little bit.
Yeah.
But the mixed results is what I'll say about
that.
Okay,
so let's go 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10. Enjoyment was what, maybe 5?
Well, because it was an adventure, and we didn't know how it was going to be all the time. I mean, you know, I never did have – we had to get a taxi from the train station to the hotel. Hotels are so expensive.
Yeah.
And they nickel and dime you all the time with
$50
a day resort fee, whatever the heck
parking,
that is.
Parking, oh my God.
You know, parking was 40 or 50 a day.
Yeah.
And just all that nickel and dime stuff, which is irritating. Either way, in the luggage and all that stuff, I'd rather drive, you know, on anything that's within 12 hours.
Okay. I was going to ask that. And
because either way, it would take me the whole day. But on the other end, I've got my car. I've got my clothes in the car. I'm not having to pack, you know, for luggage. I can just put stuff in the car
and go. Yeah. Now your travel partner, on a 1 to 10 scale, did he enjoy it or did he not enjoy it?
I think he feels the same way about it. He felt cramped in the first car.
Yeah.
Is why he wanted to upgrade for the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just. I mean, it was it, but it's just after a while, you're ready to get off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't imagine crossing the country, you know, like being on, we were on one for 12 hours. Plenty of people are on there for 36.
Oof.
And that would be an eternity.
Yeah. But I get that way on a plane, too. If it's a long flight.
That's why I don't see me running off to Australia in my whole life.
Right.
No, it's a long way. I don't like these, you know, Europe flights that are 8 and 10 hours.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's, you know, if you can sleep, that's fine. But usually you can't go all the way with that. AI is continuing to just make people crazy. Hollywood's going mad about Tilly Norwood.
I don't know who that is.
Tilly Norwood is the first AI-completed actress.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying to get a agent for it, Tilly, and try to, you know, it's already been in some short, but SAG and AFTRA, the Union for Actors, is hitting the ceiling, saying that she is a computer creation, she is not an actor, it's a digital effect, and da-da-da-da-da. But what they are able to do with AI is going to just, if people don't understand it yet, you will, and it's just going to freak you out.
I'm looking right at her. I'm looking right at the gal.
Tilly Norwood?
Yeah, she looks 100% real.
Now, I haven't seen her move and do anything yet.
No, I haven't either. I just got a still shot.
So I don't know. You know, it's just,
So
and
what
on
happens?
On social media.
Yeah, but what happens to all if they can create whoever they want, you know, brunette, 5'10", whatever, blonde, beach body, male, surfer, dude, whatever. If they can create that, what do they need the actors
well,
for?
Well, it's like a song. Now, did I send that song that they made for me from Austin?
No, I don't think
so. The
AI
song?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I will when we get through.
Yeah.
This song was created, he bought some deal, you know, some app. And he put in a couple of copy points, not lyrics, but just does this, is this, does this, does this. And they wrote a song. And it's better than most of the crap on the radio. And it's completely AI. The voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything.
Wow.
The voice, the lyrics. And what's going to happen with AI lyrics for songwriters, if it's stuff like I'm going to get a beer and drive my truck. I mean, AI is going to be able to write those kind of songs all day.
Probably
what it's
better,
not going to be able to do is Bridge Over Troubled Water or, you know, At 17 or, you know, songs like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to come up with that MacArthur's Park kind of song like Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, I got you.
But it might do something similar because it's going to learn that Jimmy Webb writes all these, I'm the Wichita lineman and it's still on the line. They'll come up with, I'm a submarine driver and I'm feeling real fine or something, you know.
Right.
You just don't know what, I mean, it's just it's frightening what AI is going to be able to do in warfare, in everybody's life. And it's already replacing jobs for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like, for example, this drove me crazy, though. This drove me absolutely mad. I finally came up with the decision that I was going to get, what I had was a very slow upload and a very fast download from the cable company that I provide. And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and get AT&T fiber because the upload's as fast as the download, or they sell it that way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which is not necessarily the case, or it isn't with me.
Yeah.
But I had them put it in.
Mm-hmm.
But to get them on the telephone, and then because I had a problem or something before they got here, you get this AI talking to you. Hello, can I help you? Explain to me what you need. I said, I want a person. I want a human being, you know, all that. And then after really almost yelling at this AI thing to get me a human instead of I'm not going to tell you what my problem is, got me somebody that was way overseas and way into another language.
Oh, boy.
And they couldn't hear me, and I couldn't. I could hear them. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I went, yes, I can hear you. And then they finally, after all that, it was 30 minutes, they disconnected.
Oh, God.
And so I had to start that whole process over again. Then got a great person who was very helpful, very, very helpful. And that was good. But it took an hour of my life, and it shouldn't have taken an hour of my life. The fiber thing is I got 2 gigabyte download.
Yeah.
And my computer, this one, can't handle that. Max, I think it can handle is one. Over here, it can handle two, but on the upload, it seems to only, it's not going as fast. So I don't know if it just can't handle the upload speed of a gig or something like that. I don't know. So I got to call somebody and ask them.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Service is spotty in a lot of different companies.
I will tell you, I was at a big box store, one of the lumber stores that are nationwide, and I went in there to get a gift card. And when I got up to the front, there were no cashiers at all, and just self-checkout. And I said, I went over to one of the gals that was just standing there watching people, and I said, can I get you to get a cashier so I can get a gift card for like $150? And she said, no, but you can do it yourself. And I thought to myself for just a brief second, and I know this isn't right, but I'm just going to say it anyway because I really do feel like this. I don't want to work here. I just want to buy a gift card.
Same way with travel. You know, you make your own reservations. You do your own this, do your own that.
Yeah.
I guess we've went ahead and we've accepted the fact that nobody's ever going to help us on most of that stuff again unless we got a problem that needs to be solved.
Well, yeah. I mean, I even went to customer service. I said, can you give me a gift card over here? And she said, no, you have to do it yourself over at the self-checkout. So I had to go pull the gift card down from this tree that was on the end, rip off the back panel, show the thing, record the thing, tell it how much I want in there. And then I said, I want a receipt for it. And it says printing receipt now. And I said, well, I don't want a gift receipt, but I want a receipt that says it's $150 for the people I'm getting it for. That turned into chaos. No one knew how to do that. And I left and I thought that was too hard. And I know that sounds really stupid, right? That's too hard for you? No, but it's too hard for me
when
I'm paying
a
premium.
The other way.
Maybe
we
that's
know what it,
it
was.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
We used
maybe.
To have people that would do that. And, you know, it's just like in everything. They, you know, they want you to automate and go to McDonald's. They want you to put everything in the kiosk that doesn't seem to work all the time and is often
down. Right, right. How can we trust that?
So
I don't know.
You know, no. So I don't go in there very often, like in Florida I did, and the kiosk was broken, thank goodness. I said, you take my order? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fine. But, you know, we're used to doing it an old way.
Maybe that's
new
what it is. Yeah,
not,
that maybe
they're not used to that. And, you know, it's
changing.
Just,
there's
it's
no question.
Like when people went from, you know, the horse-drawn carriage to the horseless carriage. I'm sure there were some bumpy roads in between.
Yeah. Yeah,
before all
yeah,
that,
totally,
and we've just
yeah.
lived through a communications, you know, unbelievable change in just the last 50 to 70 years.
Yeah,
and we know how one thing how it was done, and in most cases things are better. You know, the air conditioning in your home versus no air conditioning at all, which is what we had in the 50s.
Oh
for
yeah,
a while.
No question about
and
it.
And it's just being there for the change. It's different. And as you get older and you deal with all these things that you're dealing with, medical and medical bills and the outrageous prices that they put on things and the insurance fights with them and takes it down. And, you know, this the game that medical plays. You end up, if you're not careful, you're just bitching all the time.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right
about
that.
So you got to keep from doing that, which we do on here quite frequently. But
I love it.
You know, we do have a great country and we're so much better, but we can be so much better. But we just need rules and we need people to follow rules.
And you said it.
We need people to try to work together and love each other instead. I mean, this week it's just depressing to see what happened with Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman getting divorced.
Oh, yeah, that was sad.
I think that really was a downer for millions of people.
I agree.
Because they seemed to be so in love, and they seemed to have a great relationship, and then until they didn't.
Yeah.
And I think that just, you know, it creates a lot of different emotions for people.
I agree. I saw that, and I was thinking to myself, wow, they've been a fixture for so long of this perfect marriage, and maybe not perfect. I mean, Keith had his problems.
Well,
with,
it looked like, yeah, we knew that he had some problems long ago.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I mean, they sold it to us, you know, for decades.
Yeah.
And two decades.
Yeah, no doubt
and,
about it.
And then it wasn't. Then all of a sudden, boom, he's out. But people get old, older, and things change, and situations change.
Yeah, they do. But you said it earlier, and I want to bring this up again. I think you said if people are just kind and nice and being loving, and those are important things. And you know, and as what you say, whatever you want about Hegseth and the military meeting and stuff like that. But I don't know how wrong he was with anything that he said. I mean, I can't say I don't want the strongest line in front of me playing football if I'm the quarterback, right? I can't say if I'm an MMA fighter, I don't want to weigh 400 pounds and not have worked out in 6 years. You know, you're going to lose. So, I mean, that's all common sense. But I think
it's a lot of it is just how the message is relayed.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
You know, it should it could have been done in an email. Sure. Could have been done in a Zoom call.
A lot of ways.
Lot of things. And it could have been done with a different tone. Mm-hmm. And I think the tone is what really upsets people a lot of cases. It's not the message, it's the messengers.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then the message doesn't matter because it's the messenger
because
that they
the messenger
don't like.
Is so alienating.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to think about Tylenol.
That's a whole nother thing.
It's a whole nother deal. Yeah. They've come out and said, Tylenol, if you're pregnant, you don't want to take it. But then I heard a Democratic congresswoman from Oregon say, no, it's not true. She's a doctor, too. She said that, oh, that's not been proven, and I wouldn't get my health advice from Kennedy and Trump. And I totally agree you shouldn't get your health advice from them. But who do you really believe? And are you going to bet your life on it?
Right.
I mean, are you going to say, okay, I've got Trump derangement syndrome. I'm going to go ahead and take Tylenol.
Right.
I wouldn't. You know, not that I necessarily believe them.
Yeah.
But it sure put that doubt in your head. Am I willing to risk
my life
in the
or somebody else? Yeah.
I'm trying to prove a political point to somebody.
Well, and you said it earlier, and I want to end on it because I think it's profound, and I know you just said it and didn't, but I heard it when you said it, and I still hear it, and I think if people just acted with a little more decorum, and I think that goes for everybody,
everybody, and everything, and you're seeing a lot of people right there reacting to Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have rediscovered religion in some cases.
Yeah,
you've
that's
had
true.
People that want to run for office that weren't going to run for office because the Charlie Kirk thing affected them so severely.
Yeah,
we got a generation that seems to think that violence is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, just that's how you solve problems is violence. It is, it can be, but it shouldn't be.
Agreed.
You should be able to talk things out. Some things, though, talk. You've done all the talking you can do, and then you got to go kick some ass. And that's the way it is. At some point, you try to talk until you just can't talk.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And then you have to deal with it. And then you want to go in there and, you know, and punch them.
Mop it up.
But you can't just draw the line, and then they cross over it and draw the line again, or beat on the drum till someone just their ears bleed.
Yeah.
Important enough, because what you're going to do, if you're just going to stick your finger in a dragon's eye, at some point, a friend of the dragon's going to come in, or the dragon itself is going to come up and devour you.
Yeah.
So, you know, be careful what you wish for sometimes, and watch what you wish for, because sometimes it might come true.
Profound. Great episode today. Tune in again next week. We'll do it again right here on Sweeping the Country. I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Thank you. Good night.